All right, so as far as the injuries go, Junior Hemingway has a concussion. He's making progress, but we're just not quite there yet, so he won't practice today. Alan Bailey, likewise, making progress, but still isn't there yet. So he won't practice. And Mike McGlinn has got that quad contusion. We're just letting that thing settle down. He again, he's making progress in the right direction. Everybody else will practice, so. We look forward to the challenge of playing the Cardinals, a good football team. Our guys are starting their preparation now, so they'll have a good week of preparation and, to get themselves ready to play against a good football team. Time's yours.
Andy, this week, what do you have to do besides get Jamal the ball more to be more effective on offense?
Yeah, well, we've got a sustained drive is what we need to do. That's been one of our strengths, and the last couple of weeks we haven't done that, so that's my responsibility to make sure that we get guys in the right position to be able to keep those chains moving and put something together. We've had way too many three and outs, and so we got to do a better job there.
How do you have games that are where the quarterback is clean most of the game and has time, and then games where he has no time? Is that more about you and your offensive line or the opponent?
Well, I think it's a combination of things, but we played some pretty good fronts where we could have done a little bit better job. I've got to make sure that I move him around a little bit and give him an opportunity to do that stuff. So.
Andy, you alluded to the tackling after the game the other day. Is it typical that late in the season that it changes a little bit just in terms of fewer padded practices? And is it different now than it was a couple weeks ago?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. We haven't done too well on it the last couple of weeks. I mean, that's been something that we're going to put an emphasis on the best you can do right now. So, but we've got to get better. There are a lot of things we need to get better at. I've said that even when we were winning games. You got to keep improving, and then you're going to go through ups and downs, and you got to work through those. And so, one of those is our tackling right now. So we'll do everything we can without going live. That we can get taken care of.
Is there a discernible difference between, is there any way to understand the difference between why it's pretty good a lot of the season and a little bit of a problem right now? Is there any way to understand that?
Well, there's some things you can do fundamentally. I always go back to the techniques and fundamental angles. Those are things you can work on, and we'll do that. And just put a, these guys, the one thing about this crew here, that this football team, is they'll work on whatever seems to be a negative to try to fix that problem, which I think is a real strength of this team.
Could we see more Donald Stevenson at right tackle this week?
Right now, no. I mean, it's Harris is the guy. That doesn't mean Donald won't be in. We've worked him in a little bit at tight end, and he's gotten in a little bit at tackle, but no, right now it's Harris.
Why is he having such a tough time?
Well, Harris is, it's not really what Donald's done. It's just, Harris has done a pretty good job in there.
I got two things on each side of the ball. Fasano, he's got a pretty good batting average. Our targets, the touchdowns that he catches, he played more the other night than he's. Just can you talk about how he's rounding into shape for you and becoming a go-to guy?
Yeah, well, he was banged up there for a little bit, and he's kind of getting himself back, feeling better, and, so. He's always been that. I mean, he's always been a good player, and he's somebody that the quarterback trusts, and that's that part's an important thing. So, we're fortunate to have him. I mean, we're fortunate to have really both those guys.
So much made of this no wide receivers catching a touchdown pass, but when you're looking, like you said, you said three touchdowns in the last 4 games. I mean, does that kind of counteract that?
Yeah, I don't worry about all the
right.
Who gets them. I'm concerned on that you score them, whatever position it is. We've needed more than what we've done the past couple of weeks, so we got to do better there.
And on the other side of the ball, Andy, last year you guys made a living on takeaways, 36 for the year,
mm-hmm.
Six touchdown returns, and it's not happening this year. Is there a reason why you've only got 4 picks and 10 takeaways?
Yeah, well. Again, that's something we can work on. Sometimes when you get to this point and you haven't had a few, then you press a little bit, and You saw where we had the ball in our hands a couple more times this past week. We need to get one, and then those they normally snowball in your direction. But we're in pretty good position. We just need to make sure that we focus in and squeeze the football.
Is there last year maybe you played a little more in your face man coverage, and this year you're eliminating the big plays by sitting back a little bit. I mean, is it a schematic thing too?
I don't think so. I mean, I think if you ask people, they tell you that you probably get more actual interceptions when you're not in man coverage and in a press look when you're off. We've had opportunities. We got to take advantage of them, and that's something our guys will work on.
Andy, this defense for you guys has been number one against the pass, I think 30th against the rush. Why such a disparity there?
Yeah, well, you go back and you got to – so much of it's gap control and how you handle that and staying disciplined in your gaps. Teams are going to try to distort that linebacker level with a defensive front level one and level two to create seams, and then it's our responsibility to stay as square as we can and take away those lanes for the runners. Runners in this league don't need a lot of room, and so you've got to really constrict that. That's something we can go back and work on, and then again, tackling becomes another part of that. So if teams do get to the perimeter or do get to the secondary level or linebacker level, then you've got to make sure that you negate the big, the longer run. So that also comes into the picture.
What playoff chase with a bunch of teams that have just kind of been roller coasters, had great games and awful games. Is it harder to be a more consistent football team now than ever?
I think there's great parity in the league. I'm stating the obvious with that, right? So the league has put a big emphasis on that. I think you're seeing that. So that's why you got this large group of people kind of fighting for a position there. So
you don't see many teams go out and play 12 close games. You know, there have been some lopsided wins and
yeah.
Some really bad performances.
Yeah, yeah. It gives everybody a chance, right? I mean, it gives everybody a chance, and I think that's a good thing. You'd love to be undefeated, but, I mean, it gives you an opportunity. So
what grabs your attention looking at the Arizona defense?
They got great size and speed. I mean, I'm talking at all positions. You go into their secondary, they've got large corners and they've got large defensive linemen, linebacker, so on. So they've got a good scheme. Todd's done a real nice job out there, and he's got those guys playing well.
He has a reputation of coming out of nowhere with sometimes with some extra rushers, and you saw a bit of that on Sunday night. I mean, you would expect to see the same.
Yeah, thing. No, he'll test you. Yeah, he's going to test you. I mean, he's going to test you anyways. But then, yeah, he'll. You'll see how we handle that.
What do you see from 93
specifically? I watched him coming out of college, and you look at the improvement that he's made over the years. I've played against him, had teams play against him since he was young, and you see that improvement every year. He's added some body weight, some bulk, and he still maintained his quickness. He's a big, big man. He's 6'7", and he's able to play low and strong. Good base to him.
Oh, go ahead.
You mentioned Monday the character of the team. Is there anything you can learn from the team over these past couple of weeks? They're struggling a little bit.
Yeah. Well, listen. When things aren't going well, you find out about people. And I think this group here. Handles this. They don't accept it, but they work hard and they want to change it. You know, I mean that's the approach that they've taken, and I wouldn't expect anything less. I mean that's kind of how they're wired.
Thank you.